dream of a city called glory. So grand, so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, holy, the angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried,
holy,
holy.
I can't wait till I sing that to him. I can't wait till I sing that to him. What a day that's going to be. Holy, holy, holy. Welcome to Open Bible Telecast, Open Bible Broadcast. Well, we've got a large audience today. I mean a large audience, and I'm excited. Had a call from Texas, a new family. A whole group of them are meeting together in a home to watch this broadcast today. They want to learn more about prayer. They want to learn more about prayer. Our theme today will be praying until you pray through. Praying until you pray through. Now, I'm a prayer warrior. I've loved praying ever since I was saved. I've been a Christian 63 years. I didn't deserve to be saved. The Lord found me down in the country, and I am so glad he found me. It's a joy to know that I belong to Christ. I'm his utterly. I really am. And I've always loved praying. I've always loved praying. And I was taught as a young lad, still on the farm with my daddy, I was taught to pray through. Find me a place and go regular and pray. And so I learned that way back then, and I certainly wouldn't ever unlearn it because it changed my life. I remember when it was kind of a theme, a kind of a natural thing, when you'd meet a brother or sister during the day, you would say to them, have you prayed through today? And I remember when that started getting on people's nerves, they wanted nobody asking them, have you prayed through today? And the church world today is a result of lacking in the old-fashioned, Bible-centered, dedicated praying. Now I'm going to start with one scripture from the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You may want to get your Bible, because I want you to know this is the holy book that makes this great statement. And it comes from the Lord in the 11th chapter of Matthew, verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now. That's Jesus talking, and that carries right through in the New Testament. Until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Or take it by being forcers, by determination, by giving themselves to the task. Now, we aren't people that are violent, and that's not what he's talking about, being violent in attitudes or being violent in some kind of physical confrontation. He's talking about violent in prayer, dedicated to be spiritual men and women who seek God with all they are and give it all to him and doubt him not. And the Bible makes it plain that effective effective praying is praying that is absolutely dedicated to hang in there and pray until the Spirit of God moves, until there is a visitation, until you know that God has heard you. It's easy to tell once you've prayed regular and faithfully when God is listening, when you've prayed through. You see, the devil is the prince of the power of the air. He is between you and God, so to speak. And when you pray, you've got to pray through that barrier. If you don't believe it, I'll show it to you in Daniel before we finish today. But I'm here to tell you, by the grace and the power and the mercy of the Heavenly Father, I believe we're going to have a great broadcast. And something we're going to do about 15 minutes before the broadcast ends, we're going to bind these dark powers coming out of Washington that are spreading sodomy and transvest agenda idea all over this nation. And not just that, but many other attitudes and many other offenses against this Bible. I'm telling you, we've got a man in the White House that is the most, he's a crusader against this Bible and everything this Bible stands for. He's a crusader against old-fashioned Bible values and Bible beliefs. He's a crusader against it. And if you aren't willing to face that, then I pray that God will help you to open up your understanding. But at 15 till, approximately, we're going to pray together. And I'm going to ask you to help me gather an audience all over this globe, everywhere you're listening to me, everywhere. I want you to gather some people and tell them we want you to be praying with us, and we're going to go to prayer together at 15 till 2. That's here at this time, Eastern Standard. 15 to the top of the hour, and we're going to believe God together. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God to stop Barack Obama and all the great crowd around him and in other parties also. It's not just his party, but it's in many directions from many sources, and even the liberal church world has just about lost their mind at the things they are doing. You do know Presbyterian USA just decided to accept transvest marriages right in their church. Did you know that 34,000 black churches 34,000 black churches in the Presbyterian Church USA have disfellowshipped from the PSA USA. Presbyterian Church PC USA. They've separated 34,000 churches. I mean, millions and millions of members. And these are the black congregations. Now, I know you've not heard that on the news because it would be such a slam against their president. I guess that's why the news will not dare put it on, but it's on the internet big time. And you can easily find it. You just go in and put it right in Google, and it'll come right up. I promise you. I promise you. I'm going to do my best to have the leader of that group to be a guest on with us in a service a Saturday or two. So you pray that God will open that door. Now, I want you first, though, to understand the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Notice that little phrase. The kingdom. These are the words of Jesus. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. I mean, there is a violent power coming against the church today. Do you get that? Do you understand that? Jesus said that. Again, you can go to Matthew 11, verse 12. There it is. I read it again to you right straight from the Holy Book. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force. If we take this kingdom, we're going to have to put some prayer muscles into it. And we're going to have to get a hold of our God in a way that's genuine. And we'll have to pray till we pray through. I know what it means to pray till the Holy Spirit just comes upon you and you literally enter into the veil, the Bible says. Into the veil where the Lord Jesus has provided a way for you to go before the Father and talk directly to him. And he will hear you. He would hear you. And when you talk directly to him and you know he's heard you, you'll get an answer back that he's going to answer if it's according to this book. And he will every time. I've had it to happen too many times to doubt it. And I'm going to have it happen more now in the future than ever. I'm dedicating myself to be a man that prays until he prays through on a regular basis. Now, you don't just take one scripture in things like this. You want to take more of the Word of God, and I've got an article that I'm going to give you today called Praying Until You Pray Through. It's kind of large, but you can read it maybe in 30 minutes, maybe a little over 30 if you're a slow reader, a little quicker if you're a fast reader, and you got to have it, Praying Until You Pray Through. You got to have it. It'll tell you that you cannot, must not let your family go to hell because a dad and mom who believes God has a promise from God to save their family. Did you know that? God promises to save the family of a praying, believing. But you have to pray through. You've got to pray till you break the barriers of hell. You've got to pull down those strongholds. You're going to have to cast the wicked one out of the spirit of your family. You're going to have to do some tall praying. But if you're willing to do it, I promise you, you can have your family and you can take them to heaven with you. All of mine are not ready, but I'm telling you now, I'm rededicating myself that they will be ready. You listen over the internet in the days to come. Lord willing, Jesus doesn't come to rapture the saints. I promise you, I'll be telling you because I believe the Word of God. Now, let's go again. Again, the book of Matthews. This is Jesus who is clearly telling us, let me get my Bible right here. I lost my holder. Let me go to the book of Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, that was the confession that Jesus was the Christ, the Lord, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, the gates of hell are pulling down the walls of the church across America. And I'm going to tell you why. Because people are not praying like they ought to pray. And we must get back to praying. I'm going to tell you some things in a minute that are just kind of scary and boggling. But you don't have to be afraid if you know how to pray. Now, another verse. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, that whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Do you get the message? That's Jesus talking. He gives unto us, you, I, the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatever we bind, and this is praying, this is Holy Ghost anointed praying, this is praying when it is poured out of a man who is totally given to God and has no doubt about the promises. Hey, friend, I'm here to tell you, we can pray till we pray through. Are you ready? Are you ready to become a prayer warrior that prays until you pray through? It may take you an hour or two the first time. As you do it regular, it will take less and less time to move into that place of prayer that's mightily anointed of the Holy Spirit of God. You can pray till the Spirit comes down, till the Holy Ghost just lights upon you, and your heart just given over to God. And when you pray through, don't stop. Then's the time to keep on praying. Many people pray, they pray through and they get so happy and they think they're finished. And no, that's just the time to really pray. To stay with it and pray until the answer comes, friend. And if you will pray like you ought, the answer will come like he ought. Because he's always on time. We're the ones late. You just remember that, okay? Well, there's other scriptures. We'll go to Daniel. There's just many passages in the Bible, and I have many of them in this wonderful article. Very, very powerful. Listen to this in Ecclesiastes. Says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. I know people who pray and they got diarrhea of the mouth. All they do is scream at God. All they do is ask for things. All they do is pray Santa Claus prayers. All they do is what they want. You need to spend time praying, talking, and worshiping, and enjoying the Lord. You can actually enjoy the Father. You can enjoy the Son, and you can enjoy the Holy Ghost. You can enjoy them individually or in unison. You can enjoy the things of God, and your prayer life can become so exciting that it's more wonderful than anything you could find on television, more wonderful than any book you could read, more wonderful than any pleasure thing you could do out there in the world. My friend, I'm telling you, when you really have fellowship with God, you are one blessed person, and you are one happy person. Now, I don't want to spend all my time, because I could, you know, spend the whole hour just telling you one thing after the other, preaching to you, and I long to. I really do. I want you to hear what I am saying today, and I want to create an army of prayer warriors out there. If I could have 10,000 people praying with me, I sent a text to 30,000 on Tuesday night telling about this, 30,000, and I had report back that about 30,000 got it. Now, beside that, Facebook and Twitter, and beside that, the people I send text to, and they tell other people. I mean, I don't know how many are listening, but I know one thing. We could easily have 10,000 people praying at quarter till the hour, okay? Will you get ready? We're going to bind the darkness of hell that's acting out through Barack Obama and all the many people around America who are pushing these issues of same-sex marriage, killing unborn children, and all the other moral issues that, I mean, they've just gone insane with their devotion to dark living. Why is the Bible so hated? Right here in America, the land of the proud and the brave, the land of the dedicated, the land of more believers than any other place on the face of the earth. We've given more money. We've built more home for children. We've built more schools and institutions of mercy in the other worlds than any group of people ever lived, I guess. And yet, the evil one is determined to bring us down. Well, he said the kingdom of hell shall not prevail against a church that's built on the right power. Are you ready to help me? Are you ready to become a prayer warrior? Now, let me give you the phone number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and I want you to call, because I want to talk to you on, if I may, I want to talk to you on the phone, because that is so much better. Now, I've got calls coming in already from internet, and I appreciate that, jrc@paulcreek.org, internet. jrc@paulcreek.org, internet, okay? But then the phone numbers, two of them, toll free, 1-800-338-7884, local, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Prayer warriors, praying until you pray through. Do you get that? I want to say that till it just rests in your head. Praying until you pray through. Brother Chambers, I don't know how to pray till I pray through. That means you've never done it. That means you got to get on your knees, get alone with God, get your Bible in front of you, tell everybody, leave you alone, lock the door if you need to, cut the telephone off, and spend a while with God. It may take you an hour, 2 hours. It may take you all night to really pray through like you need to if you've never done it. You may not even be saved and don't even know it. And you start trying to pray through, you'll find out whether you're saved or not. Hey, that's one of the good side blessings of praying through, is you find out whether you're really saved or not when you start praying till you pray through. Because if you're not, you'll be praying and praying and wonder why nothing's happening, and you'll get aggravated, and maybe you'll turn your faith loose and get a hold of the promises of this Bible, and after a while begin to squall and cry and weep, and you know, and before you know it, heaven will come down on your soul. And it's the most wonderful thing in the world when heaven comes down on your soul. Now, you got the phone numbers, have you got them? 704-391-0588, toll free 1-800-33-TRUTH, 33-87-884. Now, I tell you, this broadcast could change America. This broadcast could change America. Did you know this broadcast could change the White House? You say, are you crazy, Reverend Seamus? No. If I had 1,000 people that heard me today and would pray through before the next 7 days are over, if 1,000 people hear me today and pray through before the next 7 days are over and bind the darkness coming out of the White House, bind the darkness that's coming from liberal politicians, whether they be councilmen, congressmen, senators, whatever they are, bind those dark spirits of evil, the Bible said, and the violent, take it by force. Have you got the courage in you to become such a prayer warrior that a force of God's Spirit begins to function in you and work in you, and you begin to pull down those strongholds? Have you got that courage? Have you got that devotion? Brother Chambers, the devil will come after me. He sure will. But let me tell you, when you learn to pray through, he will be the loser, not you. I'm here to tell you, when you pray till you pray through, it will increase the efforts of Satan against you. But it will also increase your power to deal with those things. And you'll be the winner, not the devil. You'll be the winner. You learn to pray through, and you'll be the winner. And not only will you be the winner, your husband or wife, your children, your loved ones, your cousins, your neighbors, all the people around you, you'll become known as a prayer warrior, and your phone will begin to ring with people wanting you to pray for them because they know you can get a prayer through. They know you'll pray until God hears you. They know you'll pray till you pray through. And so they'll want you praying for them. And it'll take some of your time, but I'm going to tell you something. When you learn to pray through, everything else you've got to do will probably be, you'll probably be capable of doing it in half the time it's been taking you because you've learned to pray through. When you learn to pray through, everything else becomes much easier for your life. I promise you. I know by experience. I know by times when I'm not prayed as I should. And then I know about those times when I pray like I should. I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and his presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long his presence lingered. All day long he stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. So I think I've learned the secret. Learned from many a troubled way, you must meet God in the morning if you want him through the day. Hey, would you like to have him through the day? Well, learn to pray like you ought to pray. Let me go here to the phones and see what I've got waiting on me. All right, pray. When I pray, my mind starts to wander. I sometimes fall asleep. How do I keep my attention on the Lord? Well, that's a good question, my dear friend. And we all have been through that battle. And it may be because you've never learned the real power of praying in the Scripture with the Word. And maybe you wait too late in the day to pray instead of early in the morning after you've had your first cup of coffee and you're wide awake. It's a wonderful time to pray. So there's several things that could be a part of that. But all I can tell you is persevere. Persevere. When you pray through, you'll wake up. Oh, brother. Oh, that's cute. That's really wonderful. When you pray through, you'll wake up. When the Holy Spirit comes down, I promise you, you'll wake up. It'll be wonderful. It'll be wonderful. I promise you, it will be wonderful. Now, where is that? Oh, here it is. It got moving on my phone, on my computer. You know how that is, don't you? How does someone pray through? How do you know when you have succeeded? When you have succeeded, there will be no doubt. Now, let me answer that second question first. When you pray through, when the Holy Spirit just blesses your soul, when you know that God's listening and you're just in this wonderful anointed mood of prayer and seeking God, you'll know it. And how do you do it? You do it by staying with it. You do it by believing this Bible, making sure you're living a clean and pure life. A man who lives ungodly cannot pray through, okay? A man who lives a wicked life cannot pray through. He can get saved, and then he can pray through. But he's first got to get saved. So you know you're saved. You know you're right. Excuse me. You know you're right with God. Then just get down there and stay. You know, people want us to tell them these things in a simple way, and there really are no simple ways. You just go to it. You just get in there. I mean, you put all you got in it. You start praying. If you need to, pray loud. That's what I do. I mean, it's your house. You can pray as loud as you want to. This church, you're welcome to pray loud. We have plenty of loud prayers, and we'd like to have more of them. You know, we just believe in praying. And so put all you got in it. That's all I know to tell you. Put all you got in it. Give it all you've got. Now, let's see here. Anybody else that has a question about praying through? I'm trying to find them here. All right. When I pray, I praise and thank God. Now, that's wonderful. I also ask for him, for his will to be done. That's good too, as long as you're not putting the promises of the Bible in his will. The promises of the Bible are his will. So when you pray and you believe the promises of the Bible, you don't need to say if that's your will. If the Bible said it, it is his will. Now you need to hear that part. It is his will if the Bible said it. If the Bible says by his stripes we are healed, then when you pray for healing, don't ask him if it's his will. Go to it with all of your heart. It is his will, or he would not have promised it. Do you understand that? Oh, that's very important. When God says something, that's his will. Every promise in this Bible is his will. Every promise in this Bible is his will. Now, there may be sometimes a time frame that you have to wait on. When you do, you wait on it by faith. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's in Isaiah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Did you hear that? They that wait upon the Lord, and that shows the praying through idea. They that wait upon the Lord, they that get on their knees and stay there. I mean, they that put God at the front of their whole life, they that put him at the helm of things, and you give all you are to him and his glory. Here's a question, praying, fasting. Is fasting important to effective praying? Absolutely. Good question again. When you pray, you don't fast every day. You don't fast even every week. Maybe once a week would be good, and in a day a week would really be powerful. But when you fast, you make sure you spend the time that you would be eating praying, an additional time if possible. I mean, when you're going to fast all day, you need 2 or 3 hours of that at least with God, and maybe the whole day. I love to go in that sanctuary. Yeah, I'm not an office man. I hate an office. Never have liked an office. I like it for broadcasting, but I don't care about it for all the technical stuff. I like that sanctuary right in there. And I walk in that door, and it's almost like you'll feel the Holy Ghost when you walk in the door. And most of the time I do. Most of the time I walk in and the sweet presence of God is waiting on me. Do you understand a house of God that's dedicated to God is a sacred place? And God does meet his people there. He may declare 2 or 3 gather in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If 2 or 3 gather in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, I'm trying to make sure I don't miss any here. Now, send your email, JRCA. I got a one on the phone here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, how you doing, Dr. Chambers?
Hey, my friend.
On praying, one of the things that helped me is that I could not pray at home and in any great length, so I started praying in the car, and the peace of being in the car allowed me to pray for 30 minutes and with more passion. And so I just want to share that. And also, Thomas Aquinas says, I have never found happiness except in a little corner with a little book. So a person could find a little corner in their home and just cuddle up in there with a little light and just do their praying.
And get a closet if you have to. Take your light into a closet. I mean, I would never let anybody cheat me of praying in my home. My home is a sacred place. You got people that board with you, I understand. You pray in your home, let them hear you. They may get right with God. Oh, they might move out. I'm sorry. They might move out. That might be a side, but not likely. Not as kind and wonderful of a person as old Brother George is.
Well, you know, the other thing is that sleep deprivation is prevalent in the United States, and that can make a person sleepy when they're trying to pray.
That's what I just said to the man. Pray in the morning. Or drink you 2 cups of coffee before you pray.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you're right. Sleep, say the word for me. I can't even get it out. People not sleeping enough, that is a problem. And then you try to pray at night before you go to bed and you're already tired. That's not a good idea. Find you a time to pray during the day that you're wide awake.
Mm-hmm. Of course. That's right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, talk to you later.
I love you, George. Bye-bye now. You know, it's a delight. That's George from California. He loves this program, and he's a supporter, too. And if you're not a supporter, you ought to be. It sure would make my life easier if everybody out there would help pay the bills. But, okay, I want you to hear it whether you help pay the bills or not. I want to be a blessing to you, and I want you to learn how to pray. I really do. Learn how to pray. Now, the phones are open. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, toll free 1-800-338-7884, and the booklet, I want to give it to you. I want you to have this booklet on praying until you pray through. There is so much good data. I mean, this is a fairly large little booklet, okay? And there's so much good data in here that you will really, scriptures one after the other. Listen to me. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. Subject to like passion as we are, just like us. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. I'm going to tell you something. That's God's promise. That's God's word. When you pray, you will get results if you put your heart in it. And if you pray till you pray through. If you pray till you pray through. So very important that you pray till you pray through. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor. Some of the people were talking about when's the best time to pray. Well, all we have to do is listen to what Paul said. And he said, pray without ceasing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've learned that. I have people that get bugged at me because they'll be with me, and they'll be talking about something, and they'll look over, and what are you talking about? I'll be talking under my, and I'll be praying. I've been praying for God to help me learn to pray without ceasing, to pray day and night, to wake up in the night and pray, get up praying, go to bed praying, and really, those, we are desperate in America. The church world is going down. The nation is on the verge of complete destruction. America is so close to being destroyed until it isn't even funny. How in the world God is putting up with us killing the number of unborn babies that we've been doing for so many years, I don't understand. And it's only been mercy. And now, with the same-sex marriage, transgender moving like a storm across the nation, we have got to have prayer warriors that will pray till they pray through.
Yes, and I believe, Pastor, that 98% of the Christians today in America do not put the Lord first. They think they do, but they don't, because if they did, the Lord showed me this several years ago, whatever you think about the most throughout the day is your first love, your first priority.
Yes, you're right. Whatever you think about the most during the day, whatever you think about first thing in the morning, is probably your priority. And I'm calling on my friends all over this nation, all over this world. We've got a listening audience, Australia, you name the countries, we're all over the world. And I'm calling on them to learn again to pray till they pray through. I don't think people even understand there's such a thing as pray until you pray through. But I know that is the secret that we have got to learn again, is how to pray till we pray through. And it's really not something hard to learn if you'll start doing it. Praying is something that if you do it, you will learn how to do it. It's like a muscle. It's no good until you use it enough for it to get used to you and you to get used to it. You start praying regular and it'll become the joy of your day.
That's right, Pastor, because a lot of people think when they have to pray, it's a task. It's not a task, it's joy.
If they pray right, it is. You're right. And somebody says, I don't know what to ask for that long. Well, you're not supposed to be asking something that long. You're supposed to be loving the Father, and loving the Son, and loving the Holy Spirit. And I even love the angels to take care of me sometimes, because if I didn't have those angels, I'd be in danger. You know, I've been delivered so many times by angels, unseen powers, and God is just available. The accidents of good people across America would be marginally lowered if people would never leave their house until they prayed and put themselves in the hands of God and trusted the angels of God. Prayer is a wonderful power. It is a force that is unknown in any other sphere of life.
Let me say one more thing, Pastor.
Go ahead.
I believe that America will pray without ceasing, Christians. but it's going to take the fall of America to get us to waken up and get on the...
I hope it don't, but you may be right. It may take us completely imploding before we're willing to pray. But I'm trying to do some things in advance here. I'm trying to get people praying until they pray through. Everybody out there, do you understand the simplicity of that? Just get on your face, get on your knees, or if you have to sit, if you're old like me, you know, you can't stay on your knees 2 or 3 hours, but you can sit part of it and sit on the floor part of it and just lay down on the floor if you want to, but don't get so comfortable you get sleepy, okay? Put yourself in a state of humility and brokenness before God and wait on Him, and you pray. I love the way Isaiah said it. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's a promise. Any man or woman who prays and waits in prayer and prays until they pray through. Remember Jacob? He was praying all night, and he had a hold of God. I mean, God was there, but he hadn't got his answer. And he said to God had said, let me go. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go until you bless me. And because he said that, God touched him. He had the haba the rest of his life. But the name Israel, remember? The name Israel came out of Jacob praying until he prayed through.
Pastor, whatever you love the most, you'll do the most.
God bless you. I love you. Call us quickly out there, all across the nation, everywhere you are. In 11 minutes, we go to prayer, and we're going to bind the powers of the White House. We're going to bind the powers of Barack Obama, every wicked thing they seek to do. We're not trying to bind them in ways that are normal and natural for their life. We're trying to stop wickedness, ungodliness, the powers of hell that would destroy America and take us down the road. Anybody that, I mean, this week they were talking about banning any effort to help children who think they're transvestites so as to help them live a natural and normal life. So ministering to children who somebody has convinced they're transvestite is likely to be shortly banned if they know anything about it. But they're not going to stop me. I'm going to tell you that right now. Let me tell you what happened this week. Last Sunday in Charlotte at a Church of God, 4 homosexuals walked in, 2 and 2, holding hands together, intimidated that church so bad, I'm told they closed the door and did not continue with the service. Now, that's a shame. They should have preached the gospel to those men and then prayed for God to deliver them from unclean spirits. That's what we do here. And you just send them over here and we'll see them delivered if God will help us. I promise you that. But 4, last Sunday, walked into a Church of God. I'm told, now I don't have the documentation, but it comes straight. Then, this is straight. A grandmother and her granddaughter was in the Walmart up at Lake Norman, and 2 transvestites walked in, and they had to go get the manager to get them out of the bathroom. That's up at Lake Norman at the Walmart. And I'm sure that hasn't been announced, and I'm sure the manager up there don't want it told, but I'm telling it because it came straight, and I know the people who this happened to. Now, I want to tell you, we live in a dark day. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know one thing. God's got some people that'll stand up. God's got some people that won't take it. Have we? Are they out there? If you want to have the power to stand up when these things happen, go to praying. If you pray till you pray through, time you do that about 10 times over the next few days, a few weeks, however long it takes you, you'll find a strength building in you. You'll find a faith in this Bible growing and exploding. You'll find a hunger after God just taking over your life. You'll find love like you've never known. You'll find peace like a river. You'll find joy that is inexplainable. Your life will become so much different and so beautiful. You will be one miracle. If you start praying through on a regular basis, you will be one miracle. Now, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Let's see if we have any more questions here. Grab your phone. I want your phone calls. I love to talk to you. You're the guest. You're the invited guest of this broadcast all over America, from one end of this nation to the other, all over the other countries of the world. You're my guest. I want you to get involved in praying till you pray through. I really do. Now, you remember that scripture, in case you join me later, the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." Now, you can't find words more powerful than that. Did you know that? Listen to me again. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence." Violence. People are coming against it with a furor. People hate the kingdom of God. They hate the Bible. They hate the truth of righteousness. They hate pure, clean, godly living. They hate the glorious hope. Jesus is coming. And then the Antichrist revealed that. People hate much of that. I mean, really. But the kingdom of heaven does suffer violence. But the violent take it by force. The forcers take it by force. The anointed, the spirit-filled, the Holy Ghost unctioned take it by force. Are you ready to put your best in the fight? Are you ready? When I share my faith with some people who profess Christ, they say that they're focusing on prayer, Bible study, and church attendance is legalism. What do you say? They say that going to church and reading the Bible and praying is legalism. Yes, it's legalism. That's what I say. The Bible is a legal covenant. And so when I obey the Bible, I'm obeying a legal covenant. You can't call that anything but legalism. So is the laws that protect you from somebody robbing you. So is the many things that are good about our nation that help you. Those are protective things. The Bible's truths are protection. When he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, he's trying to help you focus on your life and be organized and be united with your life and living clean and living pure. Oh, very important, very important. Yes, people call it legalism, and I don't argue with them. I just say, well, the Bible's a covenant. What is a covenant? A covenant is a legal document between two parties, God being one and you and I being the other. And so if I obey God, you would have to call that legalism in some way, but it's not legalism to me. It's obedience. It's joy. And you can't be saved by these things. You only can be saved by the blood and the grace of God. Nothing saves you but God's grace. There's no other way to be saved but to trust Christ by the shed blood to wash you from your sins. But then your obedience is doing what the Bible says. Now, you want to call that legalism? It don't bother me. I mean, I'm loving it. I'm having a joy of my life living for Christ, keeping the commandments, doing what's right, being so blessed until it's absolutely wonderful. Hallelujah. Now, 5 minutes to prayer. I want you to call. Whatever your question, about prayer, pray until you pray through. Pray until you pray through. I promise you, you can have your family. Your children can be saved and your grandchildren can be saved. Mothers and daddies and grandmothers and grandfathers. If you'll give yourself to the kind of praying that I'm talking about. Now, this article will give that all to you. I mean, it's all in this article. I can't say it all with all that goes with this. I mean, remember the Syrophoenician woman who came to Christ. Her disciples tried to send her away. She was a Gentile. She was a heathen, but she wouldn't go. And finally, Jesus said, "I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Why? Because she would not be turned away. Though the disciples were reluctant, and then Jesus was reluctant, she wouldn't leave. She said, "I'm not leaving till I have an answer. I got a daughter at home. She's demon possessed. I've got to have her delivered." And her passion to get her daughter delivered was so intent that she wouldn't take no for an answer. And finally, Jesus said, "That's the kind of faith I love. That's the kind of faith I believe in. That woman's got more faith than all the children of Israel have got." That's what Jesus said. Well, that's true today. You that pray until you pray through and will not take no for an answer. You said, "God, you promised it. I'm not taking no for an answer." I know that really flies in the face of some people today. They believe you ought to just accept everything. And it's kind of, you know, take it and leave it. You know, no, the Bible promises are yea and amen. Everybody say that with me. The Bible promises are yea and amen. The Bible promises cannot be denied and cannot be doubted. And any promise in that book that you go after before God with all your heart and pray till you pray through, you're going to get it. If you don't, you come tell me. I want to hear somebody call me and said, I prayed all day and didn't get a bit of response. And I'm going to try to ask you some questions and find out what's wrong with you, because I know God good enough to know God never turns anybody away. I'm telling you, he is not a respecter of persons. The Bible said being a respecter of a person is a sin. I don't respect nobody. I don't care the color of their skin, the amount of their money, the amount of their education. I don't care about that. I don't care about even their moral life. Well, I do care, but I don't resist them because of that. I love you, whatever your need is. Homosexual, Jesus loves you, and he'll save you, and he'll deliver you from those unclean spirits. Transvestite, Jesus loves you, and he'll save you, and he'll deliver you from them crazy unclean spirits. Because say what you want to say, but you're not happy in that life. I know. I read a whole book that says the gay people are not gay. And the whole book was showing how it's all a fallacy. And this was by the way, a homosexual person. Literally, there's no joy in that kind of living. It's a life of misery. It's a life of hell on earth. And the older you get, the more miserable you will become. I know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you what I know from research and study. I cry out to you, pray till you pray through. And God will give you a miracle. And God will show himself to you. And you will be affected. Now, our nation is in deep trouble. I mean, we're in a real crisis. Our president is literally, the man is delusional. Really, he's delusional. And what he's trying to force on America is driving us to the darkest period of our human history. And I'm crying out to you to help me pray for God to stop it. We're going to bind it, okay? We're going to bind it. Let's start together. Are you with me in prayer? How many out there are praying with me? How many are praying with me? Get on your knees, stand up, stop your car, whatever you're doing, let's pray. Are you ready? Are you ready? Remember now the Bible, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Forces of hell are coming against us. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit when we're born again, filled with His Spirit, and we are the forcer who can push them back and stop them. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Jesus said it. I said, Jesus said it. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name with all of my friends across my internet and radio audience. I come to you with all my friends, and we together bind the powers of darkness that are coming against this nation. We bind the powers of Barack Obama. We bind the powers of all those who are his henchmen. We bind the powers of liberal congressmen and liberal representatives, liberal judges. Oh, Father, we bind the power of liberal judges. We bind these dark powers that would destroy America and take us to Sodom and Gomorrah. We bind these powers that would keep leading us in the path of killing unborn babies. We bind these powers that would make our young people and our children to be part of their agenda of immoral living. We bind those powers, God. We come against them in Jesus' name. We bind the powers that possess every person, transvestite, lesbian, homosexual. We bind those powers that are destroying those people. We love those people that the devil is binding, and we bind those dark powers and we believe them broken. Father, I'm claiming today that your mighty power will reach across America and bind darkness everywhere it shows its darkness. I'm claiming a miracle, powerful, Holy Ghost, mighty miracle in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I claim it, Father, with all of my friends. Now keep praying. You're there on your home, just go somewhere and get on your knees, or at least when this program is over, go get on your knees. If groups are somewhere praying when this program ends, I want you all together to get on your knees and cry out to God. Don't pray 2 or 3 minutes, pray a while. Stay there till supper time, till bedtime. Stay there praying, seeking God until the power of God falls upon you and the glory. Don't just pray for a shout now. Pray for the sovereign move of the Holy Spirit. Something deeper than a shout. Something mighty in your heart that changes people's lives. Are you praying? Are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? Now let's spend the rest of this time letting you call me, send me an email. I'm going to be a prayer warrior. Will you do that? One after the other. Send me an email or call me. I'm going to be a prayer warrior. I'm going to pray till I pray through. And you may want to say, I've never prayed till I prayed through, but I'm fixing to start. I'm going to start doing that. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Call me, 1-800-338-7884. Call the local number, 704-391-0588. Take time to give them your address if we do not have it, your name and information. Please do that for me and call to get this. You've got to have it. When the program is over, you keep calling as long as you will. This has been so busy, maybe you've not had a chance to call because you don't want to miss anything. I understand that. But you call when the program is over. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, okay? And then the local number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I'm looking to see if I have any more calls here that I have missed. I don't want to miss anybody. You are very important to me. I think I've got everybody. Call quickly. You are very important. Here's one: when I share my faith with some people who profess Christ, they say that focusing on prayer, Bible study, and church attendance is legalism. What do you say? I say that's not true. I say that's not true, and I tell them just exactly what I told you a while ago. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, I called you last Saturday about the Bema seat.
Yes, I've got that. That's a word that means judgment seat, simply. That's what it means. It's a Greek word that means judgment seat. I've got it here somewhere, but I already put it to my mind. A Greek word, and it was used in that day in a city. There would be a place where there was judgments issued, and that was called the Bema. That was a name given to the judgment places where judges or people would rule on certain matters. Okay? So it simply means judgment seat.
Can you explain it on the radio?
Yes, I'm explaining it right now.
Okay.
We're on the radio. A judgment seat is a place where judgment is issued. And every Christian is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every Christian. And receive a reward that of what we have done in our bodies. See, we're not rewarded by faith, by grace. We are saved by grace. We're rewarded by obedience and hard work.
Yes.
I love you. Did I help you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. The Bible is so full of wonderful scriptures about prayer. It really is. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Let me read it again, will you? Verily, verily, this is Jesus. I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Can you believe that? Whatsoever ye shall ask in Christ's name, that will he do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, this has been some great material that we've given you. And I know it's a subject that many of you don't know how to call, but I'm asking you, are you committed to praying until you pray through? I mean, I would think my phone would ring off with people that are committed to that. So grab your phone right now. Or send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, won't even cost you, or the local number, 704-391-0588. Are you committed to praying through? Are you committed to praying through? Will you start doing regular prayer time and praying until the Spirit of God comes down upon your soul? I imagine there's a lot of people having trouble thinking, where am I going to get the time? Did you hear what I said a while ago? The things that you've got to do will all be done quicker and better when you have a good time of praying through on a regular basis. I suggest every day, but I can tell you at the least you can do it every week. At least. And it will change your life. It will change your life. You'll never be the same. I promise you, once you start praying through regular, you will never, never, never be the same. Praying through. What a beautiful thing indeed it is. I'm trying to see if I've got any more questions here. Don't want to miss anybody. You are very important to me. So call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I've been a little bit animated today because I'm very concerned. America is going down the tube so fast. And the only answer, there is no other answer but prayer. Nothing but prayer. What if we should get Hillary Clinton for another 4 years or maybe 8 years? I don't think America could survive. I really do not think we could survive. Look at what's happened in the Middle East and how absolutely insane our policies have been concerning the Middle East. Look at what ISIS is doing. This wicked group of jihadists that are growing like weeds and are taking more and more territory and doing more and more damage. I mean, yesterday, hearing about almost at the verge of taking an airport and a whole oil facility, a place of shipping oil, but it was Yemen. Folks, do you understand what we're facing? The only answer is prayer. And our White House is insane. I mean, it's delusional, the things that are happening. And while we're promoting same-sex marriage and transgender children and killing unborn babies and every kind of wicked living, the world is burning and going into a condition that is so hellish until it's almost inexplainable. And you know that. So I'm calling you to pray until you pray through. I'm calling you to prayer until you pray through. I'm calling you to learn the power of glorious and wonderful praying, okay? I'm calling you to know what it means to pray until heaven comes down and the presence and power of God sweeps over your soul and you're stirred to the very core. And I'm promising you, you pray like we're talking about, and you're going to get your children saved, and you're going to get your grandchildren saved. I believe in Dad and Mom have the perfect right from this Bible to claim your children for God. And you say, well, they can resist it. I promise you this, if God said it, that settles it, and they will not be able to resist what God has promised you if you'll pray and seek God like I'm telling you. And it's all in this little booklet I want to send you. I want every one of you to have a copy of it. I don't want anybody out there to fail to get a copy. It's for your benefit and your prayer life. Praying until you pray through. Any more questions? Is there something? I got 5-6 minutes here. I'd love to answer 2 or 3 more questions real quickly. Grab your phone. The ladies will let me know. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, and they will, of course, be delighted to send you this wonderful booklet on praying until you pray through. Now, most of you have never heard this. I may be striking a dud with many of you. I don't know. There may be many of you that just don't want this kind of spiritual life. You don't want this kind of responsibility. I'm telling you, you may think of it as a responsibility, but I'm here to tell you, once you embark on a life of prayer, it will become the joy of your life, and it will bless you, and it will bless many others. There will be so many blessed by your prayer life. It will be beautiful beyond description. I'm telling you, it will be beautiful beyond description. All right, don't think I've missed anybody. Call quickly. You are important to me. I care about you. I want you to become a prayer warrior. I want you to learn to pray until you pray through. I'm telling you, this whole idea of transvestite children is going to be invading our schools. I expect it in Charlotte and Mecklenburg this coming fall that they're going to be saying that children who consider themselves transgender can use the bathroom of their choice. And your boys and girls are going to be subject to bathrooms where both boys and girls are in there together. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm telling you, you better get ready for it. It may not be here this year, but it will be here shortly, and I suspect it will be here by the fall of this year. You've got to understand, the city offices in Charlotte have already issued a ruling that anybody that comes in there who considers themselves a transgender can use the bathroom of their choice in their choice of gender. In Charlotte, in all city buildings right now. Right now, this is already in effect. We're trying to get ready to do something about it, but it's already in effect right here in this city. and it's coming to our schools, friend. I'm telling you, you better learn to pray. I hope I've convinced you that you've got to learn to pray. Have I? Remember now, Jesus said it. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Do you get that? The violent. Those who are absolutely dedicated, they take it by force. So I don't know whether you've been called, and they haven't told me. But if you haven't, you've got to call. I mean, every one of you listening to me has got to have a copy of this book. When you get through reading it, you won't question what Joe Chambers has said today. You'll believe Pastor Chambers has told you the truth, and you're probably going to say, why have I just come to learn this? Why didn't I know this 10 years ago? Why didn't I know this before my husband died, who was unsaved? Why didn't I know this before my daddy died, who was unsaved? Why didn't I know this before my church fell apart, because the devil tore it apart? I'm going to tell you, it's time we learn how to pray till we pray through. And as you learn it, it will change your life. So grab your phone. The ladies are standing by. They'll take your calls, and we will send this to you free. You may have to call several times if the lines are all busy, okay? But call quickly, 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588, and I care about you. I promise you, this pastor is dedicating himself to a prayer life as I have never had. And I've always been a praying man, but it's going to be better. It's going to be more deep and more profound and more total. I want to wait on God. I want to live in prayer. I've been saying that to him now for days. Lord, you help me, and I'm going to be a man that prays 7 days a week. I'm going to pray regularly as I do, go about duties. I'm going to be a man of prayer. But I'm going to make sure I take time to get in this altar, in this sanctuary, and stay here for hours until heaven comes down and you hear and you get an answer. I'm praying for you. I care about you. I'm not just praying for me. I'm not just concerned about Joe Chambers. I'm not just concerned about my family. I'm concerned about your families and your children, your neighbors, and all of those around you. I'm telling you, folks, it's time to get a hold of God. It really is. It's time to get a hold of God. It's time to pray until we know the answer is coming, and we seek him and give him all of our life. It's time to give him everything we are, my friend. It's time to give him everything we are. And I pray that you'll get a hold of God in your life, that you'll seek him like you've never sought him. Cry out to him. Love him. Serve him. Give yourself in prayer. I promise you, God answers prayer. And God answers prayer regular when men and women pray regularly. And I give you the number again, tell you the booklet. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. You can order the booklet by internet. Okay, jrc@paulcrick.org. I'd love to have you in church tomorrow. I promise you, our church is growing, and there's a spirit of God moving in this place. You'd love being a part of it. You'd love being a part of it. I invite you to come. You'll hear the word of God too. Preach with anointing and the sweetness of the Holy Spirit. And love will meet you at the door. Do you hear me? Love will meet you at the door. I promise you that love will meet you at the door. We're not going to fail that. We're not going to fail that.